Let's talk about multiplication. God's first command to humanity was be fruitful and multiply. And he wasn't just talking about having babies. Multiplication is a kingdom principle. We see it everywhere in scripture. Multiplication of bread and fish, multiplication of disciples, multiplication of the church. In Acts 2, the Bible says the Lord added daily to their numbers. But that kind of addition always leads to exponential multiplication. It's time for us to step into that same anointing. You know, Jesus started with 12, then the 70, then the 120 in the upper room, then the 3,000, and then the gospel spread across the nations. That is the fruit of multiplication. You know, I received a powerful prophetic word from Dick Eastman, who's one of the pioneers of the modern day prayer movement. He's seen 200 million souls saved through his ministry, and he prophesied a multiplication mantle upon Awakening Prayer Hubs. And it confirmed what the Lord had already put in my spirit. We are called to multiply. Paul told Timothy, teach faithful men who will teach others also. That's apostolic. That's strategic multiplication. So what does this mean for you? Well, once your prayer hub reaches 12 people, don't just keep adding bodies to your meeting. Raise up a Timothy. When you start catching some growth, raise up a Timothy. What's a Timothy? An apprentice. Someone who's your number two. And then release them to start a hub and let some of the people from your hub go to their hub. That's multiplication, right? Because two prayer meetings are better than one, right? And four are better than two. Amen. And 16 are better than four. Until we blanketed cities, nations, regions with the canopy of intercession. That's what I'm doing with you right now. I've multiplied myself into you. And now I'm asking you to prepare to multiply yourself into someone else. Well, what if I just focused on having one big mega house of prayer in Fort Lauderdale? Well, then we wouldn't have hubs in England, Australia, Nigeria, Oceania, and dozens of more nations. But because I said yes to multiplication, we're building a global strike force of intercessors, watchmen, revival-minded prayer warriors. Multipliers are kingdom-minded. Multipliers are eternally rewarded. Multipliers are celebrated in heaven here and here at Awakening Prayer Hubs. We actually reward our multipliers in the movement. We celebrate them, we equip them, and we promote them. So here's your assignment. Pray with a multiplication mindset. If you're just starting, well, you're probably not ready to multiply yet, but you'd be surprised at how fast some of our hubs have multiplied. Ask the Lord to highlight to your number two, your Timothy. Begin to train them to lead. Have this mindset of being a multiplier. And even if you're starting alone, faithfulness brings about manifest increase. Faithfulness produces fruit. Faithfulness leads to multiplication. It really does. Check out the PD12 training in your leadership portal, and that series will equip you with everything you need to multiply successfully. You are not just a prayer leader. You are a spiritual reproducer. You're a movement builder. You're a hero raiser. And I'm so honored to multiply into you and with you as we go along this journey together.
The whole world is in crisis, and the signs of the times are accelerating. We're in a hinge moment in history, and the enemy knows his time is short. But in 2007, God woke me up after midnight and spoke to my heart about a third great awakening. Now, we're closer than we've ever been before. That's why I'm calling a million revival-minded intercessors to join me in making a new appeal to heaven. I'm calling remnant prayer warriors to gather in one accord to push back the darkness that's invading our churches, our families, and our nations. The enemy is raging. The great falling away is underway. But God always responds to united prayer and fasting. Join me and intercessors in over 100 nations at Awakening Prayer Hubs. Together, we can change the course of history. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement.